And with that, we'll move to our final item, number 15, the Pete Lean and Son Shooting Complex update from Mr. John Canto.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the commission, and Secretary Roebling. Sorry, I'm getting an echo. I'll work through this. Are you getting an echo on your side today?
Yes, we are a little bit, yeah. Did we lose John?
No, he's there.
He muted.
Okay, so you guys can hear me. So you guys can hear me.
Oh, yes. I think what we might do, rather than, I don't know how difficult it is going to be to fix this. Any suggestions, Mr. Hall, for John?
John, do you have do you have a TV on or something in there? No, I'll talk, John.
Yeah, we got the TV room. Yep. Got it. I think that's going to do it, Chris. Okay.
Yep, that's it. Winner. All right, go ahead.
Sorry about that, Madam Chair. John Cant, the Terrestrial Section Chief, and I want to talk to you today about the Pete Lean and Son Shooting Sports Complex. I've got Mike Wazowski here, Regional Supervisor, with me. We're going to cover just a few topics here and kind of bounce around on you between the two of us, just share some information with you. And there's lots of excitement out here. We've been open just over 5 months now, and folks are coming out in large numbers and lots of excitement, like I said. And with that, we're getting lots of compliments and folks just loving this place, which is great. So I'm excited to be talking to you about this today. So you can see there, we pulled out some things that we thought might be of interest to you. We could talk about a lot of stuff going on out here, but we'll just cover these and then take some questions at the end and give you a little update here. So yeah, just going over visitation and sales, summer hours, and then we'll talk about some competitions that we have scheduled and law enforcement participation out here. And then we just want to highlight some of the most popular attractions out here as well. So next slide, please, Chris. Okay, very good. So just kind of a recap of where we're at with visitations and sales out here since we opened up in early November there. So you can see there in those first bullet points, we're close to 700 memberships that we've sold this far in the first 5 months. You can see total sales there just over $80,000. You'll recall the commission, or some of you, I should say, would recall the commission back in July in 25 here passed these membership fee costs and such. And so that's what we're selling here is these annual memberships, family, and then you can see on there as well, we do have some businesses that are coming out and purchasing memberships or passes to do shoots out at the facility, and then of course we have some competitions that there's some fees associated with, and then the play targets that we have out here, so we recoup some of those costs by charging folks for the play birds if they're shooting on the shotgun areas. And then last, we do have a very little bit of merchandise out here that we sell, just some hats, shirts, and microfiber towels. So right now, total sales, including all those things that we're offering out here, we're just at about $100,000 that we've collected in the first 5 months. So again, lots of excitement, lots of people coming out, and with that then some money coming in. So to date, we're at just over 26,000 visitations, and that's just the South Range kind of general use. We do have competitions going on, law enforcement agencies coming out, and other folks doing some different events and things like that. So Right now, we're over 30,000 visitations, again, in the first 5 months. And to put that into perspective, Mike and I were asked to estimate, you know, when we were trying to plan this facility and what we need for maintenance and operation and how it's going to work and all of that, we looked around at some other ranges. We crunched some numbers based on populace and visitation at those ranges. And our best guess was that annually we would see 30,000 visitations. And so we're already there in 5 months of operation. Now, I'll qualify that. We've had a very mild winter out here and some nice days for folks to come out. So that might look a little different if we had some cold and snow. But nonetheless, it goes to show you what I said at the beginning. Lots of excitement, lots of energy. Folks wanting to come out here and shoot. Weekend days, as you can probably imagine, that those are busier days for us. The nice weather drives attendance. If we have nice weather on the weekends, we have lots of shooters. Some days if it's blowing and snowing or whatever, we do still have people that come out to shoot, and typically we're still averaging about 20 to 40 shooters per day on those days. An average week with decent weather right now, we're just at about, closing in on about 1,500 visitors a week there. And then a busy week for us, the busiest, has been close to 3,000. So you can see that there, 2,770. So, again, lots of excitement, lots of folks coming out. And the other thing I wanted to mention is, so far, we've had space for everyone. So we wanted to build this big and be able to accommodate a lot of disciplines, a lot of different shooting sports and such. And so far, that's not been a problem. Even with these big number of days, people are finding places to shoot. They're not having to wait. And a good example is today. And I do apologize for missing the Bighorn Sheep update. I didn't realize I was double scheduled with the Defense and Industry Symposium. So they were doing a anti-drone demonstration on our North Range, and I was speaking there and helping to lead that presentation this afternoon. And so while that was going on, we've been averaging today, I'm out at the shooting sports complex, we've been averaging about 40 to 50 shooters all day long on the South Range, the Defense and Industry Symposium up north there, and then we also have a number of our law enforcement officers here training and qualifying, and they're on several bays on the North Range. And so, and we still have room. If somebody else wanted to be in here, we could accommodate. So far that's been really nice for me to see. We wanted to build this to accommodate all, and so far it's looking really good, and we are.
Yeah, and just kind of add a little bit to what John had mentioned there. So, busy week, we had March 16th to the 22nd, roughly around 2,770 visitors is what we would, look at for that week. Very busy week. We anticipate this summer, especially when we have good weather, Saturdays or Sundays, we anticipate having some days where we're going to have 1,000 people visiting us throughout the day. So really a lot of great use and excitement to just have a lot of people when they come in just talking about how well received it is and just lots of different options that they utilize the range. So it's been great. And as John had mentioned, we're looking right now, we're actually going to be changing over to our summertime hours. Right now we're still in our wintertime hours. Range opens up at 8:30 in the morning, closes at 4:30 p.m. in the afternoon. And on May 1st, we're going to switch over to summertime hours. We're still going to work, we're still going to open up at 8:30 in the morning, but we will be open until later, until 7:30, which is going to be really nice. Those extended summertime hours for folks, maybe after work, we're going to be able to get out, do a little bit of shooting after work. And then, of course, on the weekends, too, you'll be able to shoot till 7:30. So maybe there might be a break during the hot part of the day or something like that, and then be able to shoot maybe a couple hours before it gets, or when it starts to cool down a little bit. So that'll be a big lift for staff, but we're looking forward to getting folks out here for those periods of time.
Just continuing on with what we're seeing for visitation and use out here, what we've got listed up on this slide, I won't read all of them, but this is just a few of the events and competitions that we have scheduled. That was one thing we wanted to do once we opened the doors was make sure that folks were out here using this facility. And and with that then also do some of these other events and such. And you can see, so as an example, this weekend we have the Prairie Thunder Steel Challenge, so that's one of the shoots where they'll be moving and shooting steel. Prairie Thunder is a local club that has really kind of attached themselves to the facility here. And I can tell you they have competitions scheduled almost every weekend from now through fall. So lots of excitement there and going to be lots of use. And you can see on there some other ones that I'll point out. We have the NRA American Rifle Challenge. It will be a regional competition that they're kicking off here at our facility. So we'll see several hundred shooters there in that. We also have the Rushmore Championship, so that's USPSA, again, that moving and shooting. We'll be hosting that championship here as well, and we expect 300 to 400 competitors there. Some that aren't on this list that I just quickly wanted to mention was Glock, one of our big sponsors. They have the Glock Shooting Sports Foundation, and they'll be doing a competition shoot in the fall in September out here, and we expect 150 to 200 competitors with that as well. And then we are also doing an event in late June here. It'll be the weekend of the 26th, 27th, 28th of June. We're going to do what we're calling a sponsor spotlight. So we'll invite all of our sponsors that supported construction and opening of this facility to come out and allow for product demos, product giveaways, tell a little bit about their organizations, and have folks come in and visit and get to try the different products and shoot. Just a fun event over the weekend that we can give back to our sponsors and recognize them, but also then provide a really neat opportunity for the general public out here. So lots going on, lots on the schedule, and we're already booking stuff for 2027.
Yeah, real quick, great response from our law enforcement partners. We have quite a few folks in the area that have been working with us, and it's just been a great partnership. They're very appreciative of the facility out here. And I think it's going to be a partnership that we're going to see for quite a number of years to come. And a common theme with most of the law enforcement out here shooting is one that's a great facility, too. It's just very much needed. They're basically saying they're out of options of places where they can do their training in a safe manner and have the facility that can support that. So it's been very well received. There's some partners right there, but there's obviously more than that even. Just to give you kind of an example. And real quick, I know we're kind of getting running out of time here, but just wanted to mention a couple of things that we've noticed out here that has been quite popular. And the first thing that we've noticed is the rimfire and air gun only bay. And you can see right here in this picture down below, you can see that's what it looks like. This area here is just that, open to rimfire only and air guns. So typically what you're seeing out here is 22 caliber rifles out here shooting. And surprisingly, there's just a lot of folks with air guns that really want to hone their craft and be able to see what they can shoot. So as you're looking at the first row of targets there, that's 25 yards. If you're looking at the second row, that's going to be 50 yards. You've got kind of like a carnival-like target gallery that you can shoot. There's all kinds of different things out there for people to shoot. I'll show a couple pictures real quick on that. One of the things, or a few of the things that we're seeing with this rimfire being so popular, it's popular both with youth and adults. The ammunition is very inexpensive. Easy shooting rifles, no recoil, not going to be loud. And a big aspect of this also is shooting long range with 22s out to 100, 200, and 300 yards, and there's quite a bit of interest, and we're actually potentially looking at utilizing some of our space here to potentially put on some of those types of matches or have some areas available to do some of that. So, and here's a couple close-ups real quick of those targets that are on the rimfire bay. You can see the one on the right, the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Kids love it, adults love it. They love hearing that noise when they hit it, and then of course they like to pick out their targets. You can see on the left side there you've got a raccoon, and then if you get what is called Know Your Limits, where essentially it starts out with a 2-inch steel circle and goes all the way down to the diameter of a 22 bullet, and of course folks like to see what they can do and how many shots does it take them to get all the way down to that lowest level.
this has been so well received that we're looking at setting up another one on one of the other bays. So it's as Mike said, lots of excitement on this range.
That, the other thing real quick, the 200-300 yard steel bay. So you can see on the picture on the left side of the screen there, the first set of targets, that's 200 yards. The second set of targets, that's 300 yards. And we have 40 different shooting positions out there, so there's room for everybody to shoot. People really love an interactive target, and they can hear it, they can see it. And it also is very functional in a way that it makes it very efficient, because nobody has to go downrange to change targets or ring targets, staple targets. So it really makes for when folks show up, they can simply just come in and start shooting away. Every morning staff are out there spray painting the steel targets to make sure that everything's in good condition, ready to go for the day. I think a lot of folks in this bay right here, they're a lot of more hunters, and a lot of that distance at 200 or 300 yards is maybe what they're bringing, shooting deer or antelope or furry dogs or other critters out there on the countryside. So, and it's certainly a stepping stone for our long range bay, which is quite popular as well.
So with that, Madam Chair, we would certainly take any questions. If I could just take a second, I'd really like to pat Mike on the back here and give him a huge thank you, Mike, and all of the staff out here, and even in our other sections have done a tremendous job of getting this place up and running and keeping it the operation and maintenance. As you mentioned, we've got a lot of stuff to do just to get it set up each day. So just a pat on the back to him and all of the staff. And they're just doing a phenomenal job, so thank you.
Very good. Thank you, John and Mike. Any questions for either regarding the shooting complex? I do have one question. With the increase in visitors, are we going to need to increase staff over the warmer months? Nope. Phone a friend.
Madam Chair, Tom Kirschman, Director of the Wildlife Division. So the simple answer is yes. We are putting plans together, and what are the staffing needs, certainly when you open to later hours, as Mike was alluding to there, just the number of bodies we need from the building itself to visiting with people to making sure everything's operating and functioning properly. The weekends, yes, we'll have to have even likely a few more staff just based on the volume of folks that come through and the work that goes, in particular on some of those more hands-on ranges like the shotgun ranges where you have the targets and the machines working, stuff like that. So, yeah, and part of it is we're learning every day as we go also. You know, brand new facility, we're not even getting into the busy season yet, but every day or every week that it gets warmer, we see higher level of folks participating and coming out. So we're figuring out all those things as we go, but the simple answer is yes, we're going to need a few more bodies. We're looking at it from seasonal staff, and we're working on volunteers to help in some of those areas to help with some of those needs of extra hands and bodies out there. So we're learning as we go, but yes, we are addressing that as we move forward.
Very good. Thank you for that answer. Any other questions from the commission and or comments? Seeing none, Secretary.
I just wanted to say thank you to the staff, John and Mike, and many, many others. It is a phenomenal facility, something we're all very proud of, and it's incredible to see those visitation numbers hardly at 30,000. We haven't even hit the summer months yet, and I can only imagine what that's going to bring, visitation excitement and visitors from all over the country, really. So that's impressive. Keep up the great work out there. For the sake of time, I will leave it at that. But great job, everyone. Appreciate it.
Very good.
Thank
you both. And with that, we will wrap things up for today. Thank you to the commission and to Team GFMP for your work. We were able to accomplish a lot this afternoon. We will kick things back up again tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. Until then, we will be at ease until 8 a.m.